length or width of the bed, what would you call that?
Oh, to go all the way across.
Mm-hmm.
I call that, what do I call it?
It's kind of usually narrow and long, you know? Do you ever say bolster?
That's what I would say, a bolster.
Uh-huh.
That was my mind.
If something doesn't go only part way across, you might say it goes.
Yeah, you get them.
If it doesn't just go halfway, but it goes the whole way, what would you say it goes?
Well, you go to what they got one of these little things. It goes in, and it goes in these. They got something you would put out on the porch, you know, and
mm-hmm.
lay down, and got some pillows, you know,
mm-hmm.
go all the way up. And you just lay down with them. They call it like a little mattress.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if the pillow does go all the way across, what's another way to say all the way across? You say it goes.
I was here. Of course, I don't know about the all the way, because I'm not seeing them. But I imagine he got them all the way across.
Would you say it goes clear across or clean across?
I say it goes clear across.
Okay, that's what I want. Good. Okay. Now, if you have a type of blanket on the bed that's washable and it's tarred, not sewn, what would you call that?
Come on, a blanket?
Yeah, it's a type of blanket.
Oh, well, we have different types. We have wool blankets, cotton blankets.
Well, what about the ones that are usually stuffed with something? Something sometimes with feathers, sometimes with down.
Oh, you mean some mattress with a feather mattress?
No, I'm talking about the blanket. Did you ever have a comforter?
Oh, yeah, comforter. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have a quilt?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what I was
talking about. Oh, yeah. You're talking about the old-fashioned. Yeah, we got some quilt. My boy has quilted up yet.
Well, I bet they're nice.
That's right, yeah.
Mm.
I got some old quilts.
Did you ever, when you were little, not have enough beds and you had to make one on the floor?
Oh,
what'd
yeah.
you call that?
Well, we call it a pallet.
Right, that's the word I want.
Yeah.
Now what I need is terms for different kinds of arable land. They're like, this is by location, like did you have, you know, we talked about the fields, and if they were in one part of the country, they were on very low land. What did you call that?
Well, we always call them bottoms.
Uh-huh. And
yeah.
What if they were
on the hill?
Mm-hmm.
Because we go to the, up on the hill there on that plantation, up there on the hill, we have them in the bottoms in different places, flats,
mm-hmm.
and all sorts, you know, different places where you go to work at.
Did you have any swampy land around there?
Oh, yeah.
What did you call the land there?
Well, we call it down by the brink side, or either the wood side.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have different kinds of soil on your farm, or was all of it the same kind?
No. Well, we have different soils. We have some black,
mm-hmm.
some gray, and some red.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Some sandy.
Uh-huh.
That's
good,
right.
Good. Did you ever have what we call loam?
Loam
soil? You never heard of that?
No.
Yeah, I haven't either.
No.
Okay. If they're trying to, they have, you have all this swampy land and you're trying to get the water off of it, what did you do to it?
Well, they drained it.
Right. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.